I'm Jack Lessenberry. If you don't like being on the road, don't run for Congress in Michigan's 1st Congressional District. It's geographically huge because so few people live up there. The district spans the entire Upper Peninsula and about the top quarter of the Northern Lower Peninsula. That amounts to 44% of Michigan's total land area. That's 2.5 times the entire state of Massachusetts, and it includes only about 700,000 people. This year, it's shaping up to be Michigan's hottest congressional race and may finally make or break Democrat Lon Johnson's political career. Michigan currently has 9 Republican congressmen and 5 Democrats. The district boundaries have been skillfully drawn to give Republicans an absolute lock on 6 seats. All 5 Democratic seats are entirely safe, which leaves only 3 districts, all now held by Republicans, which could conceivably change hands. Democrats self-destructed in one of these, the 8th, when the Hollywood actress they recruited turned out to be a hopelessly flawed candidate. Gretchen Driscoll may give Congressman Tim Walberg a battle in South Central Michigan, but the 1st District is entirely open since, after waffling, Dan Beneschek decided to keep a pledge to retire after 3 terms. This district leans Republican, but Bart Stupak, a conservative Democrat from the UP, held it easily for 18 years before retiring in 2010. Beneschek very nearly lost his seat 4 years ago. Now there's a battle in both parties to win the nominations to run for Congress in the primary August 2nd. It's especially hot on the Republican side, where former State Senator Jason Allen of Traverse City is fighting against current State Senator Tom Casperson of Escanaba. There's a sleeper candidate, too, a retired 3-star U.S. Marine general named Jack Bergman, who now lives in the western UP and who says, "Marines come to win." On the Democratic side, Lon Johnson, the former state party chair, is the favorite, though he first has the awkward task of beating the man he originally recruited to run in this district 2 years ago, retired Kalkaska Sheriff Jerry Cannon. Cannon, who lost last time, is bitter that Johnson has pulled the rug out from under him, but there are few signs that Cannon is raising the kind of money needed to be competitive in either the primary or the general election. But whether Johnson can win in November isn't clear. 4 years ago, Johnson, now 44, tried to win a state House seat in Kalkaska, but lost despite outspending his opponent. He then served a little over 2 years as state party chair to mixed reviews. Though his candidate for governor gave Rick Snyder a close race, he lost. Johnson also spent heavily on a scheme to boost turnout via absentee ballots, which failed. This year, however, he's raised far more cash and is more on hand than any of his opponents. He's already bought lots of TV ad time for the fall and is campaigning like a dervish, living in and campaigning from a 1985 GMC motorhome he recently bought. Opponents say he's a carpetbagger, but Johnson argues his considerable connections will enable him to do more for the district in terms of attracting jobs and rebuilding infrastructure. This race will be one to watch right down to Election Day.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's news analyst.